The Adventures in Hellworld podcast talks in depth about QAnon. While it's meant to be comedic informative, sometimes we have to get into things like child abuse and violence against people. Listener discretion advised.
Hello, everybody. I am Mike Rains, a.k.a. Poker and Politics, and welcome to another episode of Adventures in Hellworld. This week I am joined by Eric, the Deep State Operative.
Hi, guys, and I thought it was about time that I revealed that I am actually the Iranian delegation that they've been negotiating with this whole time.
You're playing this like a fiddle, man. That's right. You are top-notch work, sir, top-notch work. And we're also joined by Steph. It's Steph.
I feel like I'm a Muppet.
Hey, we're all Muppets. We all float down here.
That's right. My arms are flailing up in the air right now.
Yes, exactly. Oh, man. Yeah, it's been a magical week. It's been just lovely. And I would hit the moosh boosh sounder, but like literally no stories that are currently going on right now are booshy. I mean, we got like an Ebola outbreak. Thanks for destroying USAID. Trump, you're the best. So that's great. But like an Ebola pandemic isn't going to, like the people who are like, oh no, it'll come. Like Ebola is something that is really hard to transmit. It takes a lot of work to get Ebola. So
right, unless you live like in a third world country or something,
right? Unless you live in a country where you don't have proper sanitation and you can't deal with this kind of stuff, it's not.
Which I'm sure RFK Jr. is working on that because.
Well, when RFK Jr. gets rid of indoor plumbing, then we're going to be when he says that indoor plumbing is a deep state plot to drain our precious bodily fluids. Yes. Then yeah, we can worry about that. But I have a feeling, I'm confident that us first world Americans living in our cushy ivory tower are going to be okay with Ebola. The rest of the world, not so much.
But I mean, it's not like we don't have our pick of epidemics to create the next plandemic. We got measles, we got hantavirus, we got whatever else is brewing right now down in the deep south.
Oh, we can only, and we're just waiting. We're just waiting for the next bird flu that jumps from birds to humans, and then we're all cooked. Because again, as you just said, RFK Jr.'s steady hand on the wheel is going to guide us through the bird flu pandemic. It's going to be absolutely delightful. And also, spoilers for later in the show, the bird flu is coming now that the prophecies are being fulfilled, that the rituals are being completed. Trust the plan. Always.
The right sacrifice is finally made to that owl at Bohemian Grove.
I'm not even kidding. Literally, people are saying that right now. Not about the owl, but the proper sacrifices have been made. And so we're getting another pandemic. It's great. It's great that everyone's brains have been cooked so thoroughly by the internet and by conspiracy theories that we're all just out to lunch. We're all cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. It's just like, man alive. If only everyone could stop sucking for just 1 minute and we could like get back to reality. And it's like, nope. Operation Reality Denial in full effect, baby. We're just not gonna tolerate it. And
for me, the thing about being a conspiracy theorist was about being like different and like edgy and like, and it was like, I used to be into like, not really being a believer of aliens, but I used to be into like UFO and alien collectibles and stuff. And then when I saw them at Spencer's, I was like, oh. So like, for me, it was like,
I liked that before it was cool.
Yeah, but you know, and I'm not trying to say it like that, but it's like, where's the fun? If like, and it'd be like, if I walked into like a regular store and someone was playing like Einstein's on New Bouton, like, okay, this is a little weird. Maybe I don't like Einstein's on New Bouton anymore. It's not totally like a contrarian thing, but it's like things aren't as fun when they're mainstream. They just aren't. And like, I don't know.
I totally see that thing where it's like, it's your niche. It's your thing. It's what you understand. And now other people are getting into it and it's no longer just, a small section of the world. It's the monologue from The Crow, where the big bad talks about how now they have Devil's Night greeting cards, and like it's ruined everything about their night of arson before Halloween. So, I mean, it's just that kind of thing where you want it, and now everyone does it. So, really, was it all that cool in the first place? And but the what you said about the joy, about the fun, about like finding Bigfoot, about looking for Loch Ness, about discovering JFK's true killers. There was a joy to this sort of thing, but at the same time, like a lot of these conspiracy theories, like the Illuminati conspiracy theories are really miserable. They're really negative. It's really this dark, shitty world where bad guys run everything. Everything sucks. You can't listen to music. You can't watch TV or movies because the bad people are using it to pump your mind full of subliminal messages to hate God and to drink the blood of children and blah, blah, blah. And so Q and I had to come up with a protagonist and a good guy and a hope narrative that we are going to beat the bad guys. We are going to send Hillary to Gitmo to pay for her crimes and all that kind of stuff. And every day you wake up and Hillary's still out and about. They still haven't grabbed Obama yet. And you're just like, damn it, when's it going to happen? When am I going to have a? When will I have a happy day again? And the answer is never. Believing in QAnon means you're going to believe in suffering and misery for forever, and it sucks. And that's why you should not get invested in these things, because they only hurt you. It's like being a Minnesota sports fan. All it does is crush you. So just, like, don't do this to yourself. Don't support the Cleveland Browns. Just do something better with your life. Don't pass that on to your kids either. It's child abuse to make a kid a Browns fan. So take that, Cleveland Browns. The lowest hanging fruit. I'm still going for it. I do it to my friend who's a Buffalo Bills fan, and she has a daughter, and I'm like, you know, telling your daughter to like the Bills, it's not great. You should have your daughter be a fan of Patrick Mahomes. She could know joy. And she's like, shut up. My daughter has a Josh Allen picture that she hugs before she goes to bed every night. I'm like, ooh, that's rough.
If you do it to a Philadelphia sports fan, they'll just huck a battery at you.
Hey, Philadelphia sports fans are winning stuff. So,
and plus, thanks to the X-Files, we know that the Buffalo Bills are never allowed to win a Super Bowl. It's been the deep state has decreed this.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, I had something. I had something, and it was there, and it was good, and now it's gone.
Ah, that sucks.
So talk around me while I think.
Now I'll just speaking of sports and tragedy and sadness and conspiracy theories. So NASCAR driver Kyle Busch passed away very unexpectedly, or as conspiracy theorists would say, died suddenly this week. And this, of course, led to all kinds of morons saying dumb shit, like quote unquote vaxxed, which is what you do when you are talking about this crap and you're a moron conspiracy theorist. So a lot of NASCAR fans were very stunned and saddened by this. And of course, this meant that QAnon pieces of shit didn't care and decided they were going to traffic in conspiracy theories about this guy's death all the time. There's one of my guys, one of my boys, one of the guys I'm following. He is the guy with like the white Jesus Christ avatar. And he's always talking about God and religion and Trump and all that good stuff. And he got all kinds of people got really mad at him because he started talking shit about Kyle's death and how it didn't make any sense. And he's like, when his first post, Kyle Busch died of sepsis caused by pneumonia. I'm sorry, but this makes little to no sense. With the money and access to treatment he had, someone either missed something or misdiagnosed something. How is he so sick with pneumonia that he became sepsis? Yet 2 days prior, he was kart racing with his kid, blah, 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 blah. And this is the thing, is that workaholics work themselves until they drop because they don't think that it's going to be that bad. Jim Henson basically died this way, where he just kept working and kept working and kept working. And people were like, yo, Jim, you're dragging. You're not in great shape. And by the time they got the Henson to the hospital, he was gone. It was too late. And this is what happened with Kyle Busch. He was just like, rub some dirt on it. And while he was complaining about a sinus cold and that kind of stuff, he wasn't doing anything for it. And then by the time they got him to the hospital, fuck, he was dead. And, then our boy decided that just questioning Kyle's death and what kind of stuff was going on wasn't enough. So, Kyle's number 8 will be replaced by the number 33. 33, of course, being a Freemason number. He just won a huge case against an insurance company. There is way too much here not to question. And he starts talking about how maybe Bush had a pulmonary embolism. And of course, pulmonary embolism could have been caused by the clot shot. And then finally, his last post on the subject to this point was, the amount of shills and trolls I've been getting in my Kyle Busch posts tell me the questions absolutely need to be asked. Sorry, y'all. Emotions don't dictate what I get to ask questions about. So, yeah, I'm going to be a prick. I'm going to be a piece of shit about Kyle Busch's death. Deal with it, bros.
I say classic conspiracy theory talk, too. It's, people are asking questions. This proves that there's a conspiracy. People are mad at me for asking questions. This proves there's a conspiracy.
Right. Yeah, everything. Exactly. Everything always, everything only validates you.
Right.
When I was in the year 2000, a long time ago, when Bush and Gore were running for president, and I had been nominally a kind of a liberal, but I liked John McCain, and if McCain had been the Republican nominee, I would have voted for him before I figured out the entire Republican Party sucks and you should never support them. But it was that moment when I realized that, like, George W. Bush was a moron, because during the campaign, we were talking about the roaring Clinton economy, and W would be on the campaign trail saying, the economy is so great, we need a tax cut to give you all your hard-earned money back, because the government doesn't need to be making all that money. And then as we got closer to the election, some economists were talking about a recession and how, like, maybe the Clinton economy was cooling off, and Bush was like, well, then we need some tax cuts to goose the economy and get more money in people's pockets. And I'm like, well, then there's never a time for a tax hike, and there's never a time to make taxes normal. Because if the economy is good, your answer is tax cuts. And if the economy is bad, your answer is tax cuts. Then fucking, I guess everything's a nail when you have a hammer. I mean, this is just the way it works.
Yeah, it's raining out. Time to get those billionaires some tax cuts.
Right, exactly. Oh, yeah. And something's going on. Tax cuts for the rich. The opposite is happening. You know what would help this out? Tax cuts for the rich. Just, oh, God. Yeah. And it's just that. It's just this kind of thing. I want to read some of the replies to this. Someone replied to him. This is what Baby made to go for his bottle. It was, shut up, just shut up. There are many people who have beaten an insurance company and walking around alive and well. The Bush family didn't need this. Show some respect or shut up. He had pneumonia that went into sepsis. There's no conspiracy, and the 33 has been run for years. So that guy got him. That guy really hurt him.
The thing is, because I kind of laughed when you mentioned the 33, because from what I've heard about the Illuminati, it's like, I mean, the Freemasons, it's only like one specific branch of the Freemasons that has the whole levels thing that goes up to 33. And so it's, but you know, in conspiracy world, they're a monolithic organization. So obviously what's in one group has to be the way every single Freemason runs it.
Right. The Scottish Rite. Yes.
Yeah. I go to Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just that. It's just this thing where it's like, yeah, we got some bullshit we're going to fucking sell you about how this number is based in Freemasonry. And it's like, it's really not. I mean, it was Larry Bird a Freemason? I mean,
a white man being good at basketball? Yes, yes, he was.
Very obviously. I'm going to have to go find the photos of Larry Bird covering an eye with his hand, showing his submission to his Freemason overlords.
Symbolism will be their downfall.
You know it. You know it. God, that was quick. Like, if we were playing Jeopardy, you would have beat me on the buzzer on that one so hard. I'd be like, God damn it. But then I saw the other place that people took this beyond the Freemasonry shit was some guy had a post about how Kyle Busch was 41 years old. His initials are KB, and he drove the number 8 car. And that Kobe Bryant was 41, has the initials KB, and wore the number 8 for the Lakers. And
died completely the same way.
Yeah, exactly. He 100% died the same way.
Walking the moment, airplane crash, same thing.
Yeah, well, wake up, sheeple. I mean, yeah, all of that. But the guy said his closeout line on that tweet was, you know what comes next. And of course, that's an open-ended bullshit question just designed to make people's minds go wherever they want to go. And then people started bringing up that Kobe died right before COVID. So now Kyle Busch was sacrificed to unleash the next pandemic.
Wait.
You know what's really cool?
COVID?
It's really cool how schizophrenia is just an influencer lifestyle now, basically. And I'm not saying anything against, like, people who have schizophrenia. I'm just saying that all of these people sound like schizophrenics, and you need treatment. You don't need to be online. You need treatment. When you're picking apart numbers and letters and when you're beautiful minding the back pages of newspaper ads, you need treatment. That's what you need.